Okay, let's get started with Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chaf Aleph, as David has taken leave of Shaul, David has taken leave of his good friend Yehonasan, and now he is on the run until the rest of the Sefer, until Shaul HaMelech stops running after him. That is only after Shaul HaMelech himself is killed in battle. So, says the Perek, he goes away, and David comes to Nov, to Achimelech the Kohen, and he pretends, Achimelech wonders why he's here alone, he is here alone, and he says, I'm on a secret mission from the king, and you can't tell anybody, but I'm starving. You have any food for me? So he gives him some holy bread, Lechem Kodesh, as we'll talk about. That's the only bread that he has, and he says, thank you. He takes it, and after making sure, Achimelech making sure that the people that are with David, his Na'arim, are also Tahorim, before he gives the Lechem, he gives it, and then they take it, and David does not stay there too long. First he says, thank you for the food, but do you have any weapons? I don't have any weapons with me. You have any sword for me? And Achimelech, after the Pasuk describes that there is one other person who notices that David is there, and that, of course, is Doeg or Adomi, he says that the only sword that is available is the sword of Goliath that David HaMelech actually had put in Nov, where the Mishkan was at this time. So what happens? He says, you could take it. There's no sword like it in the world. So he takes it. David gets up and runs away and goes to Achish Melech Gat. That's the next place where he runs to. And the servants of Achish hear about him, and they say, Gat, that's where Goliath is from. And they say, this is David. Go catch him. And David HaMelech realizes he's in trouble, and then he fakes being mentally unstable. He starts doing crazy things, and they realize, and Achish says, this can't be David. This can't be David. Just get out of my house. And he sends him out, and that's how David HaMelech stays alive. So the adventures of David HaMelech continue in this parak, as we see how he stays alive, and he keeps running away and staying one step ahead of Shaul. Okay, so now let's get into the actual parak. We go to Perek Chaf Aleph. Here we are in Sefer Shmuel Aleph. Vayakam Ayelach V'Yonasan Baha'ir. So David left after being told by Yehonasan that Shaul really wants to kill him. He has to leave. They hug, they kiss, as they did at the end of the previous parak. And Yehonasan goes back to the city, and David leaves. Vayavo David Noveh. El Achimelech HaKohen, David comes to Nov. Nov is where the Mishkan was, so to speak, at this time. That's where they gave the main karbanos, the Karban Tamid. The Aron wasn't there. As we know, the Aron was in Kiryas Yaarim for 20 years, still sitting there after being in Beit Shemesh. The Anshe Beit Shemesh didn't want it. They sent it to Kiryas Yaarim, and that's where it's going to be until David HaMelech is going to take it. But Nov did have a status. As we know, the Mishnayos at the end of Maseches Zvachim in the last parak describe the different stages of history of the halachos of bringing karbanos, says the Mishnayos in the 14th parak there, Achlohu kama Mishkan, before the Mishkan was built, meaning from Bracious, from the beginning of time until Binyan HaMishkan, Hayu HaBamos Mutaros, Va'avodah BaBachoros. So you can bring a karban wherever you wanted. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, everyone could build a bama, a mizbeach, wherever one wanted. And the avodah was done with the firstborns, with the Bachoros. Mishahul Kama Mishkan, once the Mishkan was put up, Ne'esru HaBamos, V'avodah BaKohanim. And the Egel also occurred during that time. So no more bamos. So stage two of history was when they had a Mishkan, and Kachin Kachin could be in within the Kalim, and Kachin Kalim in all Machane Yisrael. Stage 3, Ba'ola Gilgal, once they went into Eretz Yisrael, they had a Mishkan, but once they went into Eretz Yisrael, before they set it up in Shiloh, so then, Hutra Bamos, now Bamos for Mutter, stage 3 of history, pre-Mishkan, Mishkan, and now 40 years, and now Gilgal, Hutra Bamos, and Kachin Kachin are again Ian Lefrim and Aklam, and Kachin Kalim B'chol Mako. Stage 4, Shiloh, Ba'ol Shilu Ne'es Habamos in there in Shiloh for 369 years. That is a Mishkan Kavua. Remember, we said it has stones and it has curtains, a little mixture of Ohel and Bayis. Lo Hayasham Tikra El Abayis Shalavanim Ilamatam Yirus Milamalan. As the Mishnah describes, it did not have a stone roof, but like the Beis Hamikdash, but it had its walls were made of stone. Virios and Lamata, the curtains on top. Vihiyaisa Menucha, and that's what is called Menucha in the Torah. How Chazal interpret that pasuk. That is stage. The next stage again: pre Mishkan, Mishkan, Gilgal, Shiloh. 4. Stage 5: Nov. Bo Lanov, when Shiloh was destroyed, and they now came to Nov. That's what we're up to now. Nov into Givon, Hutra Bamos. And Bamos are Mutter now because this was not a Kavua Mishkan. The Aron wasn't there. So, yes, they brought the Karbon of Sibur only there, but Bamos were Mutter. And after this, stage 6, Bo Yerushalayim, Nasru HaBamos, Lohaya Lohem, Od Heter, Vihi Aisa Nachla. If Shiloh was Menucha, Ben Yisrael Mikdash is Nachla, and it says the halachas of Kachi Kachim and Kachim Kalim. So that is relating to the status. So now we are up to right here, stage 5 of history, before we get to stage 6 when David builds the Beis HaMikdash. So he comes to know who is the Kohen Gadol, Achimelech HaKohen. Vayacharadam Achimelech HaRas David, Achimelech is very scared. David, what are you doing here? Vayomer lo, Matu Atalavadecha, V'ishin Itach. There's nobody with you. What are you doing all alone? Vayomer David, Achimelech HaKohen. Hamelech Tzivani Davar. The king. Right, David calls Shaul the king. Vayomer Eli, Ish Al Yeda Me'uma. Don't tell anybody. I'm sending you on a secret mission. And David says, you have anything? You know, I had to run out. The king wanted me to go so quickly. You have 5 lechamim? Why dafka 5? So the Mefarshim, the Rinas Yitzchak, this point out, the Mishnah Lamelech, says that the Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah is described, if the Kohen Gadol wants to get a portion of chalos from lechem upon him, he takes 5. And 7 for the rest of the Kohanim. So he knew he was the Kohen Gadol. So he says, maybe you have 5. Oh, Hanimsa, you have anything else? You have anything else to take? And because David was starving and didn't have any food, that is why the whole story had happened that he went to Nov, and because he had to go to Nov, that's why Doeg found out about it, and we'll see in the coming up Prakim, the Lashon Hara that was told, and eventually the massacre of the city of Nov. The Gemara notes in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Dalid, imagine if David was given bread, was given food by Yehonasan, all of history might have been different. Again, it's not faulting Yehonasan, but we realize the little bit of giving somebody a tzedel aderech, right? We know it's all about egla rufa. That's all that Chazal speak about, is tzedel aderech. So here too, Chazal note, if the legima had been given to David by Yehonasan, then all of history would have been different in this time period. Okay, but he didn't. So David's starving. So he says, "You have any food for me?" Vayana Kohen es David vayomer, Ein lechem chol el tachas yadi. I have no chol bread. Kiim lechem kodesh yesh. I only have lechem kodesh. Im nishmu an arim ach meisha. Are your companions? Are your na'arim maybe hinting? Are you tahar? I don't want to give you this without being tahar. Vayan David es a Kohen. David says yes. Everybody's tar. Everybody's fine. You could give it. You could give it to us. It's okay. Vayitin lo hakoin kodesh, and he gives it. Achimelech gives him ki lo hayasham lechem ki im lechem hapanim amusar milvnei Hashem lasum lechem chom biyam milacha. All there was lechem hapanim. So is that what was actually given to David? The lechem hapanim mamish was given to David. That's a problem. Lechem hapanim is a carbon of mincha. All carbonous mincha are kachi kachim. So if they're kachi kachim, so then how is David, who's from Sheva Yehuda, allowed to eat it? Only Kohanim, male Kohanim, are allowed to eat kachi kachim. So Gemara says in Maseches Menachas, Daf Sadi Hey, Rashi and the Mitzudas David both quoted, Pikuach Nefesh. David had no other food. He was waiting in the bushes for 3 days till Yonasan came back. He had nothing. And the Gemara says, Achazu Bulmis. He started having seizures. Mesukanu. So nothing else. You can eat whatever you want. It's not Pikuach Nefesh. So therefore, one is allowed to eat it. The Radak points out that it was a city of Kohanim. So they had plenty of truma to give also. So why didn't he take the truma? So the Radak says, Machilin oso akal akal. If somebody's starving, you give him the less of Isurim. A czar eating truma is an Isur kares and much worse than having the lechem upon him after it's already mutal kohen, where there is no Isur me'ila. They were already maktir. They already burned the bazichi levona, the little cups of frankincense that are hung on the shulchan. So therefore, this was a lesser of the Isurim, and that's why they gave it to him. If you look in the Radak, he quotes his father and suggests maybe there was no Isser here. It's called Lechem Kodesh, but maybe he was asking for the Lachme Toda. We know a carbon Toda is brought with 40 loaves, 30 of them matzah, 10 of them are chametz. That's why there's no carbon. We don't say Mizvah LaSoda on Pesach or on Erev Pesach. because of the Isser of Chametz. But out of those 40 loaves, four different types, 10 of each type, and one out of every 10 is given to the Kohen. So four are given to the Kohen, the other 36 are given to the back to the Israelim. So maybe that's what we're talking about here. It's the Lachme Toda, which are Mutter Dezarim, and then you don't have to come on to the fact that David is Mesukan, and that's why he wanted it. Okay, so he says, that's the bread I want. And then the pasuk that we just read, that he describes the lechem apanim as, that's picked up on by Chazal. Right, what did it say? The only lechem apanim hamusarim lefnei Hashem that were removed, lasum lechem chom, to place hot bread biyom hilacho, on the day that it is taken. We know the Mishnayos describe that in Menaseches Menachos, there's a machlokas tanaim exactly how the carbon mincha, carbon, the lechem apanim were put onto the shulchan. Was it that they were removed every Shabbos, and just before sunset that day, they had to have the new lechem placed there? Is that what tumid means? Not to go one night without bread? Or does tumid mean every second? I mean, you can't have a second without the lechem apanim on the shulchan, and you have kohanim, some kohanim pulling out the old lechem apanim, and the new other kohanim putting in the new lechem apanim at the exact same moment. And therefore, there's not a second without lechem apanim on there. But the Gemara darshins in Yuma, Daf Chaf Aleph, and Menaches, and elsewhere, Chagiga, that, from this pasuk, that the Lechem Aponim, one of the nisim that occurred, was that the Lechem Aponim was just as fresh a week later. It was on the Shulchan for a week. It was just as fresh a week later as it was when it was placed there. The Gemara says, that's where they used to lift up, the Gemara Chagiga, Melamecha Magbihin as a Shulchan, Umarin lo Oli Regalim. They used to lift up the Shulchan. So Shulchan was in the Hechel, Mestama, they brought it out, and they lifted it up, so all of Klai Yisrael could see it. Lo Oli Regalim, Ve'omer Lohem, Re'u Chibaschem Lefnei HaMakom, see how much Hashem loves you. Siluko Kisiduro. Its removal, is like its placement on the Shulchan. Damar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Neis Gadol Naaseh B'lechem Aponim. There was a tremendous miracle. Kisilu Kosi Duro. It was still hot. That is the Gemara. The Radvaz, in a Tshuva, in Tshuva 2178, Shnei Alafim Kufayin Ches, he asks, how exactly, if you see something from afar, you see bread from afar, how do you know it's fresh? Maybe it's hard. How can you tell bread is fresh just by without feeling it? V'kashavacha, Hare Yisrael lo hayu nechnasim afilu beinulam lamizbeach. But Yisrael didn't even go between the ulam, meaning the heichal and the mizbeach. Ve'ich yiru imhu chamotzonein. V'yafilu mishfima shepirshu atosva shahaya rach. V'ladavka cham, maybe means soft and not hot. Eich yakiru. What does the Gemara mean? They showed B'nai Yisrael and everybody realized Hashem loves them. How? So the Radvaz says, I heard in the name of the Ritva. Amru mishmo shal haritva. Zal, shahaya ola hevel mehalechem. There was steam coming out of it. Ubazeh hayumakirim shehucham. That's how they recognized it. V'yadayin lo yadanu imzeh hanes hayatidiri. And the Radva says, okay, that explains it. You see steam coming out of it, you know it's fresh. But was that a constant miracle? There was always steam coming out of the breads? O dilma bizman oli regalim. Or only at this time, when they showed it, Hashem made steam come out. Bishlomashiyeh cham hayaksas tzorich. Fine to keep it soft. That's a nace that was always needed. But this, the steam, va'od. And then he says, shalo ra'isi miyamai ola hevel mehalechem. And I never saw steam coming out of bread anyway. I feel maybe soup, but not bread. I feel like shu cham el bezman shechotchem. So when you cut it, you see steam coming out of it. V'tzarech huzal omar shakol ha'ay bechlal ha'nace. It must be part of the nace too. Must be part of the nace. Avoladaiti ain't sarach. And then he says, Kachi atzason shodvarim, ki b'shabesh b'socha moed, samach lesidu lechem aponim. He didn't have to come on to all of this. It's on Shabbos, when they were about to put the new lechem aponim, the Shabbos in on Yontif, when all of Chai Yisrael were there, hayim agbin at ha-shulchan, u'moshchin oso ma'at l'tzad pesach ha-heichol, k'dei she'yiru oso mirachok. Maybe it was stayed in the heichol, and they moved it so you could see through. Shari hayanosin l'tzad tzafon, v'adayu l'fneihem, aval lo hayim anichin oso l'chutz. They didn't bring it out. V'miyad, hayu akonim misadrin alechem achadash, umotzien hayashan, they, not on the shulchan, right when they switched it, they brought out the old ones. Umarino sololi regalim, ruchi baskim lefnei hamakom, shavrol of ches yamim, 8 days, and it's still hot, and this is a nace that was very chaviv to them, that they brought out to them the breads that they had just taken off. That's what it means, says Radvaz. But it's all learned out from this pasuk right here. Lasum lechem chom, biyom hi lacho. Here's a story. I quoted this in Parshas Yira a couple of years ago. In the time of the Arizal, it's quoted in the Yagdol Torah, that there was a person, a Jew, an Anuse Portugal, someone who was an Anus, he didn't know anything, was an Amaretz from Portugal, he was an Amaretz Gomer, he never learned anything, and he comes one Shabbos, he comes to Tzfat, and he hears the drush of the Rav, and the Rav is talking about the Lechem Aponim, and the great breads that we baked, giving as a carbon Lashem. And it brings tremendous Shefa and Bracha. And he groans and says, oi, we don't have any Lechem Aponim today. The honest doesn't really understand why, and he says, well, maybe it's because nobody bakes it. He goes up to his wife and he says, the rabbi said, Lechem Aponim, we have to bake this beautiful thing to Hashem. And his wife bakes challah, and the Anus takes it, the Amaretz takes it, and puts it in front, goes to Friday afternoon to the shul, puts it in front of the Aron and say, Hashem, here is your Lechem Aponim. Here it is, and he does it. And he comes back to shul later on, and it's not there. Because the Gabbai had come later, and he sees this fresh bread, he's like, wow, yummy! And this goes on for weeks, and months, and months, and weeks. And finally, the guy is so excited, Hashem took my bread. Finally, he comes one week, and the rabbi happened to be in the back of the shul when he comes in, and he sees him doing this. And when he sees him, he starts screaming, he says, what are you doing? It's a joke! What are you even upon him? We're on the base of Migdash! And the gabbai comes, and he says, tell the gabbai, admit! The rabbi forced the gabbai to admit that he's the one that takes it. So, the gabbai was upset, and the Amma Aris was upset, and all of a sudden, a message comes from the Arizal to the rabbi. He says, Savla Beischa. He says, you're not going to live out the year. Hashem had such nachas ruach from this Jew, who thought he wasn't doing anything wrong, but he thought he was doing something, such a great mitzvah. Okay, he was a little mistaken, but he wasn't violating anything. So, Kodesh Baruch Hu loved that. It was tremendous nachas ruach to Hashem, and because you were bevatelit, nigzra alecha misa, loloshum pesach hatzala. V'kachava. Sometimes that's the Lechem Aponim story, you know, when somebody is so l'shem shemayim, as long as they're not violating, they're not doing anything wrong, you know, then they're not bringing a carbon b'chutz, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tremendous nachas when a Jew does something with a lot of ratzon and cheshek. Okay, back to the psukim. Visham, so he gives him bread, and the pasuk puts in the fact, this does not have any significance in this parak. But we know it's sowing the seeds. Shamish, there was somebody there in the Mishkan at the time, in Nov, one of the servants of Shaul, Doeg HaAdomi, Abir HaRoim Asher LeShaul. He was there. Doeg is one of those famous people. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that only a few people are on the list of Elu She'en Lahem Chelech Olam Haba. So who are they? The Mishnah says on Daf Tzadi in Masechta Sanhedrin, Shlosha Malachim Va'arba Hedyotos Ein Lahem Chelech Olam Haba. Three kings and four Hedyotos. The three kings are Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe, and Rabbi Yehuda says Menashe does have, and the four Hedyotos, Bilam, Doeg, Achitofel, and Gehazi. So Doeg is on the list, and we'll have to see his Lashon Hara that he says in the coming up prakim. The Medrash tells us, the Musar Nevi'im even quotes it, that even the name Adomi, Doeg Adomi, is all about his name. Right, it's all about shows what he's all about. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Shehitir Dam Nov Irakoanim. Adomi is from the word Dam. Shehitir Damo Shal David, Vishishto, Muteris Lacher. Shaasar Damo Shal Agag Lashal. All, everything having to do with Dam. Or Ma'adim Pnei Hakol Bahalacha. Another pshat is that he made everybody else become embarrassed because he knew so much Torah. Right, all different pshatim about the name Doeg. Okay, so he overhears. V'yomer David Achimelech, he says, you have any swords? V'yomer HaKohen, he has Cherev Goliath HaPlishki, Shurikisa Be'ema Koela, right, the Cherev of Goliath is here. And Hine Hiluta Basimlach Re'e Ephod is behind the Ephod. It's in a Simla. What's a Simla? So I saw one of the Mepharshim say Simla is a reference to Torah. It's under the Simla, meaning if we were observed Torah properly, we wouldn't even need an army, but obviously you could take it. Ki ein acher zulasa bazeh. V'yomer David ein kamo atinali, give it to me. Achimelech couldn't say no here. Right, the Radak says, because David put it there, he was the one that got this sword, so it's not like he could say no and not give it to him. Fine, Vayakam David, Vayibrachmayamahu b'bnei Shaul. David runs away, and he runs to Achish Melech Gat. And all of a sudden, Achish, his servants, say, hello, Zed David Melech Aretz. This is David, this is who the girls sung about. He kashal ba'alafa v'david b'rivavosav. And David realizes his cover has been given away. Vayira Ma'od, he's very nervous. Vayishano es tamo b'nehem, he starts acting like a drunkard, like a crazy man. Vayishholel b'yadam, and he is saved that way. And of course, we know that this is when he wrote the Mizmar. After he was saved, he wrote Mizmar Lamed Daled in Tehillim. L'David b'shanoso es tamo, when he changed himself, l'fnei Avimelech. Here it says Avimelech. The Radak points out, and others point out, Avimelech is the name of the position in Plishti lands. There was an Avimelech in the time of Avraham, and in the time of Yitzchak is like the Pharaoh. The Pharaoh in Mitzrayim, the Avimelech in Plishti circles, right? There's a couple of them that we have in Tanakh. Vayigarsheh vayilacha, when he threw him out, he says, Avarcho es Hashem b'chaleis, tamit tehilaso b'fi, one of the most beautiful mizmorim. I will bless Hashem always, his tefillah will be in my mouth, b'Hashem tesal al nafshi, yishmonim yizbach. Let me tell you, because David had to act crazy, and he was saved. The Medrash Shocher Tov tells us that really, this all also is part of the divine plan. The Yalkut Shimoni also quotes that on the pasuk of Koheles, Asakol asa yafeh biito, kol ma she'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamo yafeh. Everything Hashem did in this world, it has a purpose. Omar lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam. David HaMelech says, Hashem, kol ma she'asita ba'olamcha yafeh, chachma yafeh min hakol, chutz min hashtus. But why is there shtus? Why is there mental disabilities? And why do you have crazy people in the world? Mahana b'shota azeh, adam halach b'shuk v'koreh b'gadav, he tears his clothing, v'atinok is v'sakin v'ratzen acharav, and the children run after him. What purpose do they have? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu David, al shtus ata koreh tagar, chayecha, shetetztarech lo, you will need it, and that's exactly what happened here. Ba'osa shah samach tov simcha gadola, kishiyatzalo ashtus mitoch simcha. He realized, David says, and he said, Avarcha es Hashem b'chol eis, I will bless Hashem, because everything has a purpose, right? Another medrash about a spider, we'll talk about that when we get to it later in this sefer. But it's pretty amazing. The Musar HaNeviim points out on this medrash, Mishu mshuga be'emes, bevadai sharoi likros tagar al zeh. From the person's perspective of the person who is Meshuga, it's not kind of fair to him. To save David, Hashem had to make actual Meshugaim in order for David to fake being a Meshuga. So you're why the real Meshugam? There's only real Meshugam because of David. But you see also the Dvar Musar, the Mefarshim pointed out, because of one thing, one point in history for David HaMelech, that's why we have a whole institution of Meshugam forever, evermore in history, in the past, present, and future. It shows you that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. The Rambam writes in the Hagdamah, the Pirush Mishnayos, that it could be that one time in history, some king is going to build a humongous palace and a big orchard and a big all of his estate, because in 1,000 years from now, there's going to be a tzaddik walking, is going to be thirsty and hot, and he's going to rest in the shade of the palace. Right? What if the king doesn't know anything about the later tzaddik 1,000 years later? But that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world in that way. And that's what David HaMelech happens here. Mishugam, and he's helped out by it. Vayomer Achish l'avadav, so once David, the servants go tell Achish that it's David, and he's brought in front of Achish, and Achish says it can't be, and he has a triple lashon. Tiru ish mishtageya, lama tavio oto elai, chasar mishugam ani, a very famous line, do I lack mishuganas? I have enough! Ha chasar mishugam ani, ki avesim ezel ishtageya alai, hazei yavo abesi, says the Malbim, the king is looking at his servants and saying, well, there's one of three reasons why you brought this man is standing here. He says, number one, maybe he didn't realize he was Meshuggah. And I'm telling you, that's the first phrase. Halo tiru, he tiru ish mishtageya. Number two, maybe you brought him here just to give me entertainment. So that's when he says, chasar Meshuggah money, I have enough of them. I have enough of them. Chazal say that his wife and daughter was Meshuggah. And number three, O Tomru, maybe you didn't bring him here. He just happened to come here. He says, no, I say, Yabal Basi, you brought him here. So for all those reasons, the king of Gat, Achish Melech Gat, says, I don't know why you brought him here. And that is how David is saved. Okay, we'll stop here. And next time we get into the tragic story of what's going to happen with Doeg and what happens with Nov, Ir HaKohanim.